Someone came up to me and said, "Oh, Swamiji, Swamiji, shower me with your blessings." Now, what do they think those blessings are, as much as they think about it? If you have a man who's floating in the ocean, he's fallen off a boat, and he's in the ocean, and he's, "Help me, help me." And I throw him a 2-ton lead weight. "Here you go." He sinks to the bottom of the ocean. Did I actually help him? Did I give him a blessing? Shouldn't I know what will actually help him? So people are thinking, this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is true, this is valuable, this will be a benediction, this will be a problem. But what is it based on? So we're going to try to talk a little bit about that today. That what are actual value and truth, and how do you measure? You have to measure. When in the old days, the mariners, they could fix by the North Star, by the Pole Star. And once you have a constant, everything else becomes relative to it. That's how you steer your course. When you build a building, certainly in the old days, you start with one cardinal point for making the foundation, and everything is relative to that cardinal point, which remains fixed. So if we don't know what truth actually is, what that cardinal point to base one's life on is, then we're just, without any reference, we're being simply floating, tossed, turned, it's all relative. And what is the use? In this way, our life is wasted. And we never get, what is it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when the man, he says, "You're not a poor man." An astrologer tells him that you actually have wealth. Your father left you a wealth, but you don't know where to find it. It's a whole analogy, and then where to find that. So we have a great wealth, but where to find it? That we need to know. So I want to read a section from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada, coming over on the boat from India, 2 heart attacks, so many difficulties. His shelter was Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, people will learn Bengali. All over the world they'll learn Bengali just so they can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that was his shelter. So, Prabhupada called it the PhD. You have Bhagavad Gita, then you have Srimad Bhagavatam, and the PhD of Vaishnava theology and understanding is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada was speaking in Gainesville, Florida. There's not much to gain in Gainesville, but it has a very large university. It has something like 40,000-50,000 students. Relatively cosmopolitan and well-known place in America. And Prabhupada speaks, and he says, "I am speaking to you." He's speaking in Gainesville. And he says, "I'm speaking to you from this remote corner of the world, far from the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So that's the right bearings, that's the right constant. The teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sridham Mayapur, Lord Chaitanya, that's reality, that is an eternal constant. Everything else is ephemeral, here today, gone tomorrow. So we're going to read a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I'm speaking first, after me, so if you tolerate. Like when I was a kid, if you eat your vegetables, then you get dessert. So if you tolerate me, I think Prahlad Nandamarsh is speaking after me, isn't it? Shruti Kirti. That's even better. All right. That's interesting. So we're reading from the Adi Lila, chapter 9, and it's a series of verses, 9 through 42. Are you ready? And this is describing the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya thought, My name is Vishvambhara, one who maintains the entire universe. Its meaning will be actualized if I can fill the whole universe with love of Godhead. Thinking in this way, Lord Chaitanya accepted the duty of a planter and began to grow a garden in Navadvip. Thus the Lord brought the desire tree of devotional service to this earth and became its gardener. He sowed the seed and sprinkled upon it the water of his will. Things are not going on by chance or random. Things are going on by the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what is the foundation and the current running through ISKCON. The will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Against all odds. By his inconceivable powers, the Lord became the gardener, the trunk, and the branches simultaneously. The branches of the Chaitanya tree formed a cluster, or a society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The branches of the Chaitanya tree formed a cluster, or a society, with great branches covering all of the universe. The fruits ripened and became sweet and nectarian. The gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed them without asking any price. All the wealth in the three worlds cannot equal the value of one such nectarian fruit of devotional service. It is the taste for which everyone is always anxious. Not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor who was fit or who was unfit to receive it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruit of devotional service. This transcendental gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed handful after handful of fruit in all directions. And when the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya traveled all over India, South India, North India, so many different places, and delivered the whole place. And then Prabhupada said, and he left for the rest of the world to the Hare Krishna movement. So we have some work before us and a ripe field. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I'm the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? It would certainly be a very laborious task to pick the fruit and distribute them alone. And still I suspect that some would receive them and some would not. Therefore I order every man within this universe to accept the Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Anybody left out in that? Anybody in this room left out? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, therefore I order every man, and of course he means man, woman, child, invalid, whatever it may be, every living entity, certainly in the human form, I order everyone within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. I'm the only gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? Distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from old age and death. It is the duty of every living being to perform real welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words. So that's the foundation. And I'll try to fill in some space. Give me a moment here. East meets west. What is this? We have a technical glitch. Hold on a second. So, it's Vrindavan, and I know some are expecting something deep. Deep may be there, but something esoteric. I should be shedding some tears. Prabhupada tells a story, but that's not our business. I was in Los Angeles, 1970. Prabhupada was teaching us the Sri Ashupanishad. And he would come in, greet the deities, take Chanamrita, and sit down on his Vyasasana. And when he sat down, we would all offer our obeisances, full dandavats. And then Prabhupada, even before we came up, he would begin chanting the Ishopanishad mantras with his timeless voice of the ages. It would roll out, Om Purnamada Purnamidam, and then we would all join in. He was teaching us the mantras. This particular day, we offered our obeisances, dandavats. No sound. No oceanic voice of the ages, Srila Prabhupada saying, Om Purnamada. And we looked up, and Prabhupada was sitting very straight. He was looking. We didn't have big Rukmini Dwarkadish. We just had the small Rukmini Dwarkanath deities. And tears were pouring down Prabhupada's cheek. His cheeks were wet. He was literally speechless looking at the deities. And what did Srila Prabhupada do? Did he have everyone film it and put it on YouTube? Prabhupada, you could see it. He took a deep breath and he just suppressed it. He pushed it all down. Because that ecstasy was getting in the way of his service to his Guru Maharaj. His service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his service to his Guru Maharaj, was to deliver the message of Bhagavatam. And this was getting in the way. This, like when Daruka is fanning Krishna, and he begins to feel ecstatic symptoms, and he curses those symptoms. So this ecstasy and all, this is simply a byproduct of pure devotional service. We're not chasing after these, oh, give me blessings, and oh, I want this, and you know. That's not our business. So you're not going to get any tears, you're not going to get any esoteric Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know all that, but that's not the purpose here, at least for me. The If you go to Mayapur, when you go to Mayapur, and you go to the house of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you will see that he also has his deities there, the original, his first deities of the Gaudiya Math, Gandharvika Giridhari, the heavenly singer, and Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. And you will note beautiful Radha Krishna deities there. And then you will notice in the four corners, they have their four Vaishnavacharyas in this temple. You can walk around it and you'll see there's Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Nimbarkacharya, and Vishnu Swami. You will see these four acharyas for the four Sri, Rudra, what have I forgotten? Kumara and the Shiva? Brahma. We're in the Brahma Sampradaya. So those four Sampradayas. And because architecture, it has an impact. And the purpose of that design was to make the point that all of our Vaishnavacharyas are like rivers and they enter into the ocean of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita cover all the Vaishnav Sampradayas. Everything rests. Nothing is lost. Everything is gained if we read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, I thought, you know, we talk sambandha abhideya prayojana, these three steps. So we should begin with a little something about sambandha. Sambandha means, like when you're in a mall. I mean, they have malls in India, and you have a map and it says you are here. You know, you're trying to find out where to buy whatever it is in the myriad of everything made in China and totally useless, but you're looking for that one item. There'll be a map, and it says, you are here. Once you know where you are, then everything, and it's this and that, you know the directions of things by knowing that. Or in another way, if I have a disease and I go to the doctor, what is the first thing necessary? You have to have a good doctor. You have to have medicine. Okay, fine. But to actually begin the process of being cured. Yeah, you should pass that across to Maharaj. You can do it by relay system. Like disciplic succession. And the same cushion comes down intact. So what do you need? Help me out here. You have to have a good doctor. You have to have medicine. Okay. But what to cure a disease, what is the first step? Ah, who said that? You have to have a diagnosis, isn't it? You have to know what the problem is. Then you can address it. So I wanted to speak a little bit about what is our actual... Why should we take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why not, you know, go to wherever it is and ask for a benediction, long life? Prabhupada was on the train in India, and he was early in the morning, he was doing his translating work. And there was some Indian, Bengali, Chatterjee, Mukherjee, Banerjee, whatever. They wanted to get some blessings from Srila Prabhupada. And the devotees, Hari Sari was there, Satsarup Goswami, Hari Kesh. So they were like trying to guard the door. It was like a little rugby scrum there, and they managed to get through. So there they were, Prabhupada looked up, and they said, Swamiji, can you give us blessings? And the thought is that Ashtava, the Swami, is like an ATM machine, just zit, 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 you know, by electrical current, and everything's taken care of. But Prabhupada was not such a sannyasi, such a so-called sadhu. Prabhupada asked him, and what are those blessings? The man was taken off guard. He said, oh, I have this bad knee. I have a bad knee. Prabhupada gave him a look. Obviously, that was the wrong answer. So the man, you know, like Prabhupada says, consciousness, love, different, they radiate out in concentric circles from one to the bigger, to the, I love myself, then I love my family, then I love my nation. It radiates out. So the man said, and for my family, may my family be successful. Again, Prabhupada made wrong. So the man was a little intelligent. And he said, and peace on earth, goodwill to men. Wrong. Again, Prabhupada said wrong. Prabhupada said, do you want my blessings? And he pointed to Satsarupa Swami, like Sudam Brahma, little thin Satsarupa. And he said, take this saffron cloth. That is my blessing. And they said, oh, Swamiji, they were gone. They were gone in no time. I mean, on one hand, it was Prabhupada's transcendental ploy to have them leave him alone so he could do his translating work. But what is a real blessing in this world? To be successful in this world? What? We are floating in an ocean of birth and death. Prabhupada said, being tossed by the waves. Someone can swim the English Channel. Someone swam the English Channel, right? Somebody, I think, swam the Straits of Miami. Or Florida. They swam from the tip of Florida to Cuba. They'll become a dolphin in their next life. What's the benefit of the thing? But anyway, okay. But can anyone here, can you see anyone swim across the Atlantic Ocean? Prabhupada says, for help, you grab hold of the tail of a dog. The dog is paddling. Are you going to swim across the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific Ocean? So the fact of the matter is we are floating, tossed and turned in this ocean of birth and death. It is a... Prabhupada gives a nice example. Of course, it's Prabhupada's example. One time there was a man, very lusty. He had a nice, faithful wife. It's Prabhupada's story. I heard him tell it. But somehow or other, he saw a prostitute, a courtesan, a so-called high-class prostitute. And so he was thinking, oh, if only I could make some beautiful music with that woman, I'd be so happy. So he became morose. And his very pious, saintly wife saw that he was depressed. So she asked, what is the issue? And Prabhupada said the man was so shameless that he told her, oh, I want to be with this woman, this prostitute, and I'll be so happy. So the wife went to the prostitute's house. It's a Prabhupada story. Was cleaning, was cooking, was washing her clothes, very faithfully serving. And after a few days, the prostitute noticed and said, why are you doing this? You're serving me so nicely. And she said, because I have no money, but my husband, he wants to come to you. The prostitute said, you're very nice. Your husband is a fool, but because you're nice, send your husband. So the husband shows up at, box of candy. Flowers have powers, candy is dandy. But liquor is quicker, it's an old Navy saying. So he showed up with his box of candy and flowers, or whatever the etiquette for these things are. And she said, no. She said, first we have to have a nice meal. It's a Prabhupada story. So the first course came in an iron bowl, copper bowl, and a gold bowl. Same prep, but in three different types of bowls. One iron, one copper, one gold. Okay. Next course, same prep, subji, whatever it was. But same thing. One iron bowl, one copper bowl, one golden bowl. So it went on like this. As there are six or seven courses, each course served in same course in three different bowls. So after the mango ice cream served in three different bowls, iron, copper, and gold, the man was a little curious. He said, okay, we're about to go at it, but I just have a question. Can you tell me why you're served the same thing in three different bowls? The prostitute said, you're a fool, go home. Does anyone know the purport of this story? Prahlada Nanda Maharaj ki jai. It's the same thing. It's just packaging. But it's the same thing. To make the point, to add to the point, Prabhupada was walking in Los Angeles, morning walk, in Shevet Hills. It's up above the temple. Nice view. You can see the ocean. And usually Prabhupada would get out and walk clockwise. This particular day, Prabhupada got out of the car and he walked counterclockwise, the opposite direction. You can hear on the tape, Prajapati, the thespian actor, senatorial voice. He says, I say, Srila Prabhupada, when we walk in the park from a different direction and we see all the objects from a different angle, it seems like a brand new park. And you can hear Prabhupada just starts to laugh. He's laughing. He says, this is material life. It's the exact same thing. It is eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. We do it as a dog. We do it as a cat. We do it as Trump. We do it in top of a building, a big penthouse, skyscraper over Fifth Avenue, looking at the Central Park. We do it in the gutter. It's the same thing. Up, down, Brahma to, Indra Gopa. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But it's a little differently packaged. We think, oh, well, this time it'll be different, and this time it'll satisfy. In this way, we're just rotating, tossed and turned. So this is our actual condition. Looking for that taste. The one man was saying to Prabhupada, he said, but we're making progress. You're taking us back to the Stone Age, to the dusks of the past, where we want the dawns of the future. We're making progress. Did anyone know what Prabhupada compared their progress to? Progress indicates motion. You're moving from point A to point B, right? Progress. Progress. So Prabhupada said, your progress. Yes, you're making progress. You're moving. But in what direction? Prabhupada said, your progress is like a moth into the flames. So they're very busy. You see a monkey's always busy. Is that a good thing? Monkey's always busy? So they're always busy, new and improved. They're always coming up with new and improved. They've now got bombs. If you ever want to, if you want to scare the wits off, talk to Dev Amrita Maharaj about nuclear capacity. He's writing a book about the, you know, what is the problems of this world, problems and solutions. It's a book Prabhupada wanted. They've got a bomb now. One bomb is like 1,000 times the strength of the bomb that they dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. I mean, you can't even imagine. Everything's dust. And they're working on it. They're coming up a new one. They want to get a new improved bomb. So their progress is like the moth into the flames. They're very busy. But for what result? One man said, I was sitting there. Man said, we have so much opulence. But in the West, we have so much opulence. Prabhupada said, your opulence is glass and plastic. You know, Priya, gold, fresh fruit, fresh flowers. Prabhupada said, you don't even have the opulence of a moment's peace of mind. And Krishna describes in the Gita, where's the question of happiness if you don't have peace? You can't have happiness if you don't have peace of mind. They don't have peace of mind, therefore they don't have one moment's peace. So what is their opulence? So, they say sometimes, okay, fine, you've painted this dire picture of our condition, and we're tossed and turned in illusion. If there's God, why doesn't he just come down here and straighten it all out? Like my father, my brother and I used to fight all the time. And the famous mantra, my father would be reading his book or having his dinner, and he would say, don't make me come up there. Oh, you know, because my father came up, you know, he was going to knock some heads together. So, you know, we'd calm down. So why doesn't God, if there's God, why doesn't he just come here and straighten everything out? Have you ever heard this before? They ask all the time. Why doesn't he just come, why all this cat and mouse business? Just come down here and straighten it out. Appear before me and tell me what to do. Well, guess what? He does. Again, and again, and again. Krishna comes in as many incarnations, avatars, as there are waves in the ocean. That one didn't do it, try this one. That didn't do it, try this one. According to time, place, circumstance, doctor gives medicine according to the patient, according to the disease. So Krishna, he comes, gives Bhagavad Gita, but he says you have to surrender first. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes, you don't even have to surrender. You just have to open your mouth and say Hare Krishna. And if you can't do that, like the lady, the devotee, she was the mother was leaving this body, leaving her body. And the son said, can you just say Krishna? Just say Krishna. She said, I cannot say so many words. Prabhupada said, I cannot say so many words. Krishna is one word. You know, it's the renegade will of the living entity, independence of the living entity. So even they don't want to say Hare Krishna, they open their mouth. Shh, we stick some prasadam in. They get some nice mahaprasad. Prasadam is a profound curative. No question about it. So Krishna comes, is as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as Lord Nityananda says with Jagai and Madai, if you kill them, you'll have to kill them all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to deliver his weapons, his associates, his beautiful form, so many things. Lord Chaitanya's weapons. So Krishna does come. He leaves, it is so intelligent, he leaves our free will intact. Because where's the question of love? Where's the question of bhakti unless there's free will? Where's the question of sweetness in the relationship unless there's free will? So he leaves our free will intact, but he comes with such a sublime form. The devotees in San Diego go chanting downtown San Diego. And there's a devotee whose sister works in an office building, you know, a couple blocks away. And all the workers, you know, they go out for lunch, they all come back. And many of them, anyway, the sister said, I can always tell when you guys have been downtown chanting. She said, how? She said, everyone comes back in tapping their toe. They're humming Hare Krishna. They're all, you know, it's stuck in their head. I was getting in my car in Los Angeles after the Sunday feast, and it's dark, so they couldn't see me. And there were two young men, they'd been at the Sunday feast, two college kids. And excuse my French, but I'm quoting what they said. So one man said to the other, they're getting in their car, leaving the temple. And the one friend, college student, says to his other friend, he said, damn. He said, I can't get that song out of my head. Hare Krishna, Krishna. And I felt like telling him, and it's not going away. It's just going to get louder and louder and louder. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, if you're all inclined to philosophy, turn your mind to the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Simultaneously one and different. That simple sutra. They talk about, Prabhupada says, oh, love of God. God give me this. God is the ATM machine. Prabhupada said, the thief, the shopkeeper, goes home at night, hard day of work, puts his head on the pillow, and he's thinking, oh my gosh, did I lock the back door? Oh God, please, please, I hope I lock the door, back door. Otherwise someone will come and steal everything. Please, God. Now simultaneously, due to the viragis, the capricious nature of fate, a man to support his family is forced to be a thief. So he also goes out on the same night. And he's also praying to God. He's saying, oh God, please, I hope the shopkeeper left his door open. Prabhupada said, in this way, God is perplexed. He's got conflicting prayers coming in. What to do, you know? So they have their idea of what is God and what is blessings. And so many different things. I was saying about show me God. Malati Devi told me this. Prabhupada's in London. He's at Bhaktivedanta Manor. He's at the manor in beautiful Radha Gokulananda. Temple room is packed. Deities are here. Prabhupada's here. The temple room. Man stands up in the middle. Can you see God? Can you see God? Prabhupada says, yes, but you're standing in the way. Sit down. Jai Prabhupada, you know? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. Just chant the holy name. Take prasadam. If you have some intelligence, read Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is so sweet. It is so profound. It is so simple. E equals mc squared is a very simple equation, isn't it? I mean, you can't get much simpler than E equals mc squared. Very simple. And yet it's profound. It unlocks the whole power of nuclear energy. Three words, Hare Krishna Rama, but combined together and said innocently, even if one doesn't chant in the beginning, Trinadapi Sune Chena, which is the key to the whole thing. But even if one doesn't have that, just begins chanting. Prabhupada says, if you put a piece of metal in fire, by association with fire, it becomes red hot. We chant the holy name, whatever we may be. By association, we also develop the qualities. Sat Chit Ananda. Prabhupada said about prasadam. I've told it before, but here goes. And I'm thinking of the time. Prabhupada said about prasadam. If you eat off, in other words, these are the gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. God does come. And he doesn't come to give us some temporary, you know, alleviation. Oh, cure my cancer, or you know, maybe my girlfriend come back to me, or will I win the lottery? He doesn't give some token, which is just a burden on the head when we're drowning in the ocean. That is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is not Krishna. He comes perfectly tailored for this age with just the right to get through all of our false ego and pride and give us pure love of Krishna. I forgot the story I was going to tell. Just making sure you're listening. I did forget. Thank you. So, one of those weapons is prasadam. Prabhupada said, we're not non-violent. Prabhupada said, we have gulab jamuns. These are our bullets. So, I was sitting in the room. Prabhupada said, what happens if you eat off a diseased person's plate? Young man. What happens if you eat off a you get their disease, isn't it? You eat off a diseased person's plate, you get their disease. Now every disease has symptoms, doesn't it? Fever, headache, nausea, whatever it may be. Right? Symptoms, diseased man's plate, get the disease, and the disease has symptoms. Now what is prasadam? It's bhoga, then it's prasad. We're eating off Krishna's plate, isn't it? So Prabhupada said, we'll catch Krishna's disease. And what is that disease? Every disease has symptoms. Prabhupada said, Sat Chit Ananda. And then just to frost the cake, Prabhupada said, and you get this disease, there is no cure. So this Krishna does come. God does come in just the most merciful form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You just open your mouth and the devotee will put some prasadam in it. You'll become enlivened, refreshed. What is this Hare Krishna anyway? You start chanting Hare Krishna and you give them a book. One person said to Srila Prabhupada, you think about it, my father, at his retirement dinner, he was 67, sold his business, he's retiring, everyone's there in tuxedos, happy, happy scene. He slaved away, dharmasya hiyapavargasya, you know, the foam at the mouth, full of anxiety, the existential angst when death will come, and then the coup de grace, everything's finished, foaming like an animal. This is human life. So he's retiring at last. And everyone's in tuxedos. I was there dressed like this. And he said, everyone is congratulating me for retiring. He said, but my youngest son is smarter than me. He said, he retired at 17 and a half. They didn't understand why. Then my father said, he joined the Hare Krishna movement. He got a kick out of it. And they asked Prabhupada one time, we don't know illicit sex, no intoxication, we don't go to movies, we don't, so many things we don't do. Prabhupada said, we have so many do-nots. When I first came to this, it was one of the first things I heard Prabhupada say. He said, we have so many do-nots. I thought he said donuts. I thought, fantastic, I love sweets, I'm in the right place, So we have so many do-nots. So this reporter asked Prabhupada, well, what do you do for recreation? Prabhupada said, what? He was shocked. He was genuinely surprised. He said, our whole movement is recreation. You think about it. We chant, we dance, we take prasadam. Work in a factory. Tell the factory worker, my mind is disturbed. The boss, my mind is a little disturbed today. I'm going to sit and read today. I don't feel like working in the factory line. Will he fold his hands and say, Jai Prabhu? Take 2 days off. You're out, man. You're fired. It's so bad, the employment in America. They offer a job. There's 3 posts open. 2,000 people show up for the job. It's rough in America. Trust me, it is rough. You're in the temple. You tell your temple president, oh, I had a rough night, this, that, I just want to read for a little bit this morning. He'll say, Jai Prabhu, generally speaking. Our yoke is not heavy, like Jesus says, And what do you want to do? You want to cook, you can cook. You want to sew, you can sew. You want to sell books, you can sell books. You want to become a musician, you can become a musician. Whatever you want to do. There's so many things you can do for Krishna. It's unlimited. You're not happy in this temple, go there. You're not happy there? Go there. You don't like this temple present? Go there. Of course, if you move a couple times and you're still not happy, then maybe the problem is you. That's another issue. We'll get it. That's another issue. But it's such a nice life. It's such a nice life. Chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam. Go to Delhi. If you're from Delhi or wherever your hometown is, Moscow. 4 o'clock in the morning, bang on the door of your neighbors. Bang, 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 bang. Wake them up and go in with a kirtan and see if they get up and dance. How will they respond? You do that in America, they'll come at you with a shotgun. Isn't it? They'll sick the dog on you. They have the big dog, But the devotees, we're up out of our warm beds and you see the devotees chanting and it's Pure devotional service, one of the symptoms of pure devotional service coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is it gives relief from material distress. It's one of the first symptoms. Prabhupada said, if you're not happy, you're doing something wrong. It's simply Kevalananda. It's simply happiness. This Krishna consciousness movement coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is simply recreation. So we're coming to the end of time. What to do? I was sitting next to Vaisheshika Prabhu, you know, the great saintly sadhu Vaisheshika Prabhu. And one of the symptoms of a good teacher, like Sataputta. Sataputta, double PhD, smartest man materially I ever met in my life. And he could take very complicated scientific mathematical principles and explain them. If you really, like Prabhupada, if you really understand the truth, you can explain it well. So, what was I going to say? Oh, thank you. Glad you're here. At least somebody's awake. So I was standing next to Vaisheshika Prabhu at the Los Angeles Rathayatra at the book booth. And somebody asked, well, what does Hare Krishna mean? You know, I'm thinking of some complicated philosophical answer, this or that. Vaisheshika Prabhu says, it means I need help. And the guy got it. You know that we're insignificant living entities. We're being tossed in this ocean. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ocean is an ever increasing ocean of bliss. The ocean we're immersed in is a salty, bitter ocean. You can't drink it. You become. This simple admission, I need help. Trinadapi sunechana. I'm lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all this burden of carrying the weight of pride. Such foolishness. Let me just surrender. I need help. Let me surrender to Krishna and become his devotee. And what is the result? One becomes Kevalananda, simply happy. Satchitananda, the disease for which there is no cure. So, let's see. All right, we'll end here because it's time. I was sitting in Prabhupada's room because we were saying, you know, blessings, give me blessings, so many things. So a man said, oh, Swamiji, can you read my palm? Prabhupada said, we don't do these things. You know, Prabhupada, you know, Yokesh Mam Vahami Aham, we simply depend on Krishna. One of those great lines from Prabhupada, all this dependence on astrology and, you know, this Rahu ring and all. Prabhupada says, this destroys the childlike innocence of bhakti. Think about that. It's a great line. It's Prabhupada. It destroys all this dependence on material formulas. Destroy the childlike innocence of bhakti. Then I'm simply Prahlad Maharaj. I'm simply surrendered to Krishna. That is the childlike, not childish, childlike innocence of bhakti. So Prabhupada gave, you know, a beautiful answer. And when he finished, the man said, yes, yes, Swamiji, but can you read my palm? Prabhupada said, give me your hand. Prabhupada's expert at theatrics, took the man's hand, clicked on his desk lamp, it's evening time. And you know how they do, he was, Prabhupada's pushing the man's hand to see the lines. We were all going to queue up with him. Prabhupada's reading palms, maybe you'll read mine, you know? And then all of a sudden Prabhupada went, all bad. Prabhupada said, birth, death, disease, and old age. And it was so, I thought the man was going to have a heart attack. It was so, you know? And then Prabhupada, you know, with his Vaikuntha smile said, but you clap your hands at kirtan, all the lines go away. Hare Krishna. So whatever we may be, whatever our issues, wherever we're coming from, just take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, take this fruit, deliver it to others, and our whole life will be recreation. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.